Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. And this is episode 89. Wow, almost a 90. If I keep it up, I might make it there. Actually, I've got enough in the can, or in the can. I've got enough episodes to do this week. I will pass 90. I'm very happy. All right, so today, let me put it this way. I got past my my dry spell with the holophoner, and I pushed through and was able to complete it. So it wasn't much more to do. It's just that for a little bit there, it was like every time I took two steps forward, I took three back, or you get it, the same ratio. But so there you go. Finally, things came together. Today, I was thinking, actually it came to me this morning. The headpiece needed to go, the clarinet needed to go back on the onto the body. Well, it's really loose. Problem was that I'd have to go find some cork or something like that to fill in the gap to make it tight so it would kind of slide on there and feel, you know, wouldn't come loose. Well, I figured it out. Like I said, I got up out of the bed this morning, took like a few steps, and I went, a little duct tape, just a little duct tape in there. Closed the gap, made it seal perfect. So I pushed through, painted the mouthpiece, put the red. Well, actually, the straw was not red originally, but I put the crazy straw on the end, and voila, done. So it's working. Everything looks great. I'm not touching it again, and I'm done. So I'm ready for Dragon Con. I got a couple of small things to do and prep for that, but I've got some time. Got to make a sign or something like that. Anyway, that's for another discussion. So today our scout troop took the ice challenge. Frankly, it's getting to that point where I think everybody on the planet's done it, but it was kind of fun. The kids actually, before the video started, we talked about ALS, had a doctor there. He was talking about it a little bit. So everybody got a little bit of education about ALS, what it does and what happens to you. And that's not entirely evident in the video, which is fine. But everybody, a lot of the kids jumped in there, got wet with the ice. And let me tell you, there was plenty of ice to be had. And then our scoutmaster, Bill White, and Patrick Cote are unit commissioner. I see, I got it right. They both got up there and took the challenge themselves individually, or together collectively, and called out some other people. So it was kind of fun. Everybody got soaking wet. And also today, during our scout meeting, myself and the kids that I work with, we all went canoeing. So the last several weeks, we've been taking each of the patrols of the troop out for a canoe trip during our meeting. So take about a 30-minute trip and then come back, which I think is part of the requirement for canoeing. So we went out today. It was our turn, and I had a pretty good time. We canoed out to a small island. I was hoping to canoe around the island, not necessarily stop, but we went there and got out. The kids swam for a few minutes and got back in the canoe and came back. So I wanted a little more of a canoeing trip, but it was cool. To be honest with you, I haven't really been canoeing like that in a long time. And it was nice to get out there. Excuse me. It was nice to get out there and paddle around. And honestly, being a native here in Rock Hill, you know, Lake Wylie's right there, and so is the Catawba River. And I really haven't done much on those my whole life, except for maybe a little swimming, but mostly fishing throughout my life. And that's about it. from the shore, not really on a boat or anything. You know, a few times here and there, but so yeah, I haven't done nearly enough on that water as I should have, having it basically in my backyard for all this time. So canoeing was a nice change up, and had a good time with kids, and they kind of, everybody had a blast. So I'm considering getting some kayaks or something. You know, we talked about that in our family. So I think it'd be fun, be able to just go, you know, just throw them in the water and go for it. I don't really need a speedboat. I mean, a pontoon or something like that'd be nice. I just want something to, you know, tootle around in. Kayaks would be great. So plus you can take the kayaks, you know, down a river easy enough and all kinds of fun things with them. So anyway, that's my thoughts for today. And I want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll be at Dragon Con soon. Can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Good night. I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google Plus, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.